All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Frank Bassa, the CEO of Canada Silver Cobalt Works. And Frank, good to see you again.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
And also joining us is their president, Matt Halliday. And Matt, it's always great to have you along as well.
Thanks. Great to be here, Steve.
Yeah, we'll talk, Frank, we'll just talk to you in just a second, but I just want to ask Matt about a news release that you had out talking about your drill results on Cassalis. Matt, maybe you could just remind the audience what it is, the area that you were looking at specifically and the results that were spectacular.
Yeah, well, we were looking at our 61 zone. It's one of our newest vein zones. So we have the 61A and the 61B. And, you know, it's really good to see these encouraging results. What I think the main takeaway is that we really have expanded that zone. We got over 22 meters of expansion on the dip of that vein. So it's really encouraging. Great grades, 2,500 grams per ton. So
yeah, that's pretty good. We've seen some of these kind of results in the past, Matt, just about the, 2,571 grams per ton silver, but I'm just wondering about, you mentioned the expansion of that. And so are you looking now at continuing to look around there? I know there's a lot of different areas that you're looking at of the project. So what's sort of next?
Well, we still have some results to come out soon. So we do, we're working on the Big Silver, the 17 meter zone, and they kind of come side by side. And then we're working, continuing to work on the Robinson, as well as the 50 zone is a shallower zone. A lot of the time when we target certain areas, we target multiple at a time, because these are a pretty close spaced vein system. Again, we're working on the 61 zone and A and B. And so those are the main veins that we're working on right now. I'm really excited that we'll be having some news coming out shortly as it's coming in, and it is coming in. And we are open on all of those veins to continue to explore. So, I guess what really makes sense is if we can hit multiple targets with a drill and just keep stepping out and stepping out.
Okay. Frank, I wanted to ask you about another news release you had out from the company. And this is something you and I have talked about in the past, about this bench scale leach testing. And maybe you can just remind the audience a bit about what Canada Silver Cobalt Works is trying to do with that, and specifically about this testing.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're receiving a lot of material from all over the place right now, Steve. And actually, this is actually from our sister company. We just finished a 30,000 meter drill program there, part of a 120,000 meter drill program. What it was infill drilling. So we're drilling to the north of what we call the Big Claim, and we got these zones. Actually, it was a 1,600 meter hole. We hit 21 zones, and one of them was quite wide. They go up to 177 meters, but the best zone came back at about 53 meters and had all kinds of rare earths in it. And it had rubidium, which is not a rare earth, it's an alkaline metal. So we looked into it. So rubidium, apparently nobody controls. The Asians control cobalt, the nickel, the copper, a lot of the rare earths, but apparently nobody controls rubidium. And rubidium is kind of a critical additive to the electrolytes in lithium ion batteries. And I think sooner or later, they'll start making these sodium ion batteries as to supply for your electric vehicles. The reason they're doing that is they can't seem to get enough of cobalt and a nickel to create these batteries. And there's a lot of more sodium out there than lithium. But the rubidium, if they add it to the electrolyte, it increases the charging rate and the amount of cycles you can do to a battery. So we tried it. It was almost a year of testing at SGS Lakefield. And we finally came up with the right concentrations for our reagents, our chemicals, and we're able to recover about 99%. So now what we're trying to do is find potential buyers. We did that originally with the cobalt from the cobalt camp, and we got some specs from Sumitomo in Japan, and we produced product for them. So we're, the process itself is quite dynamic at Re2Ox. Uses basically the same chemicals, the same reactors. So what we're doing, we're only focusing on the rubidium to recover out of that material. It actually was from a piece of core. It was about 10 kilograms of core. So it looks very positive. So the process is quite dynamic. and can extract rubidium. And now we're going to see if we can target a market. On rubidium itself, prices are all over the place, as always in these rivers. But rubidium carbonate, it sells for about $1 a gram. So when you're saying about, you know, 340 grams per ton, you know, over 53 meters, it's like saying 6 grams per ton gold over 53 meters. So it's quite significant.
And I would gather, Frank, that in your calculations of all of this, that it's only going to increase, because as the need for electrical vehicles continues, which we all know it is, it sounds like you know this, you sort of stumbled into a pretty interesting scenario here.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, you know, and basically the two assets, you know, we're in kind of what we call safe jurisdictions, and basically, you know, we're actually, I think the gold will pay for the recovery of the rubidium. We're trying to do the same thing at Canada Silver Cobalt. You know, originally we tried to recover the cobalt, which we did successfully on spec, but basically the silver will be paying for the cobalt. So, you know, they can move the price of cobalt anywhere they want. It comes basically low cost or free on board. And I think the rubidium will do the same thing at the Granada property.
All right. Well, it sounds pretty exciting. Frank, great to see you again. Thank you very much for the update. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Steve. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. And of course, Matt, as always, congratulations on those drill results. And we look forward to hearing more about them in the near future.
Thank you very much, Steve.
All right. There's Frank Bassa. Day. Yeah. Frank Bassa, the CEO, Matt Holliday, the president of Canada Silver Cobalt Works.